Welcome everyone to the patron Q&A for the month of, what are we on, August?
August
2024. I am Action, I am joined by Cavi.
Your Action Scripter, sir.
Well, yeah, but what if I wanted to be lazy today?
Oh, you just wanted to, like, cut it in half?
Yeah, we're being so Action informal. Scripters, drop the scripter, it's cooler.
Action Scripter, lead developer of Gunner Heat PC.
Sure, and that's easier to say.
Yeah, there you go. Rolls off the tongue. And I am Cavi, Code Gremlin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Code Gremlin. You've been cooking lately, huh?
Oh, boy. Boy, howdy have I. Even more so now that I've stopped doing basically all that infantry work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had quite a time lately. We put out 11 new variant vehicles in this last update, and it might seem like releasing 11 vehicles in one patch is like a big deal, and it was, but it was a big deal for about two people. Everybody else on the team is working on roadmap features, mostly infantry.
I want to rephrase that. It was a focused amount of work for two people while everyone else on the team was happy. The way you phrased it was only two people cared about it.
No. Sorry, I meant like a big deal as far as the work being put into it. You're right.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
It was actually a very well-received patch. A lot of folks. And I think that kind of not surprised you guys from how well it would be received, but how vocal people were to see like all those variants. So that's pretty cool.
Yep. I like that people liked it, and it got us some more time to polish infantry stuff.
Yes. Maybe we'll even make more content like that because people like it.
Maybe. Although there's only so much that we can make before we start being like, we decided to add this thing that just has no relevance whatsoever because everybody's content hungry.
Cup holders. When we're at cup holders, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Right. I was going to say like French or something, but yeah, that works too.
Yeah, the cup holders of the folded cap.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Nico? Oh, I don't see him here. Never mind.
Yeah, that's okay. So for those who are new, I don't know if there's anyone here who's new, but the way this works is you request to speak on the Discord stage. We will take your requests in the order they are received, barring repeat offenders or anything. And yeah, you can ask us anything within reason, and we will do our best to answer. So, to start us off, we have Battle Doge.
Hello, mic check.
Yep.
You sound acceptable.
Cool. So, yeah, as you say, I have been absolutely loving this recent update. Rocking the M60A1 OG with M392. And that gave me a thought. Not quite an upgrade, but like a side grade? Would you be thinking of expanding the timelines backwards in a formal manner?
You never know. The thing that we've always said is that we're sticking to 1985 Central Germany until the game is released fully 1.0. And then at that point, we will look at the budget and the reception and say, do we want to make some new times and places? So that would be when a formal effort would be made, if anything.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yep. I do hope we get there. That would be fun. Because I've got some interesting ideas that I want to bring into the structure that we've built here. And at that point, we'll have, hopefully, all the hard problems worked out. Because we chose, I think we talked about this before, right, Blake? We chose one of the hardest places to depict because of the massive sight lines and thousands of trees and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is hell. You look at games that have big terrains, like everyone chooses something to degrade to make sure that it'll run, and you do your best to make sure that the obvious stuff is not flawed. But anyway, I think we're doing okay. And if we choose a desert or something for our next one, that'll be a huge relief.
Yeah. Then we'll just have rock variants instead of tree variants.
All right. Next up, we've got DP Abrams.
Believe it's pronounced Dip Abrams.
Depabrams.
Good morning from the West. How's everybody?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Hey, first of all, congratulations on the latest release. I think we are all really pleasantly surprised. You've been very firm about going, not going beyond 1985, and kind of ambiguous about going prior. Great surprise. Fun units to play with. It adds another dimension. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So can you just kind of walk us through how that came about? A little inside baseball on. I think you mentioned from some earlier posts that you wanted to get some content out and that the team was focusing on the infantry and other items on the timeline. But how did that come about?
Yeah, so there's kind of a balancing act that we do where we're trying to maintain a consistent schedule on the important stuff that we're working on, but we have to also keep a public-facing progression going. So we can say, oh, it's going to take us 3 months to get infantry ready. But if we wait 3 months to put out another update, people are going to flip out. So we have this, we got to find things to release in the meantime. And our vehicle lead said, you know, I can make a bunch of variants, and we have the tech mostly worked out for all this stuff. If I can get one programmer to help, we can put out a giant booster pack for the customizer, and that will give the rest of the team space to work on infantry without people wondering what's going on and why is there no more update. And we tried that out and it worked.
It was also kind of like an exercise in saying, like, all right, if we wanted to put out a few vehicle as variants, well, what would be the workflow changes to that? Because it's not like we haven't done one vehicle here and there, possibly, two, but as far as the variant system goes, I think this is the most we've ever pushed it to its limits. And then we found some of the kinks in our workflow as far as like who bottlenecks who, what things did testers find that we needed to address, that sort of thing. Some of it is still very esoteric, and it's just like, oh, it'd be great if we can automate this. But if for in the meantime, it's going to need action here to jump in and look at some fire control system or something, some bespoke feature. But it kind of showed us like, all right, if we wanted to do this in the future, we have a better idea of applying that at sort of like a scale, which is not to say that like now we know how to release multiple variants at a given time. It's just more to say like, okay, we wanted to try something new. Can we get this done in a reasonable amount of time with a reasonable amount of work so people aren't like killing themselves? And also, you only have a part of the team to work with. Can we do this kind of challenge?
Yeah.
And yeah, Harry was like, I feel pretty confident that I can get my content side down. We'll see about how that affects like any of the FCS stuff through Josh. But at the time, I'm like, all right, I'm busy with infantry. I'm working with several people on that side. We've got other people working on like long-term features. And so I kind of just left it to Josh to say, hey, can you do this? Or do you want to go back to other features that we've kind of been working on, or he's been the focus on, and he said, "Yeah, let's give it a shot."
Yeah, I mean, I welcome the distraction too, because I was working on optimizing things, and some of the optimization stuff was longer timeline. I wouldn't have been able to get it done immediately anyway, so I was like, might as well do something that people are going to see in the game and appreciate, and get a little bit of that instant gratification going on. Because even though we see everything that's going on and we're aware of all the timelines and the progress, it's still nice when it comes out and it gets in front of people, because then you actually get feedback on it and then it feels like it mattered. If you're sitting there working for 3 months on something and no one knows about it, and everyone's saying, "Where's the update? Why are you not doing anything?" It's getting a little bit wearying at that point.
Yeah.
Well done, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
I believe we have Custard next.
Delicious.
Hello.
Hey.
It's not morning for me at all. It's afternoon. I will join everyone else in saying that I also thought it was a really good update, and congratulations on how well it seems to have gone. And I think that lots of people as well have noticed over time that the mission quality just seems to get better and better. So whatever you're doing on that front, well done.
Thanks. Thank you. Go ahead.
No, finish.
I was going to say we have to give credit to the mission designers for that one. We have a couple of people who their whole contribution is making those scenarios. And for this update, Pronged Pursuit was the debut mission for our newest mission designer. I think it turned out pretty well. I had a lot of fun in that one.
Did he think up the name, or did Kevin?
I think it was Dylan.
Okay. All right. Because that's been Kevin's thing for a while.
He's just following the tradition of doing the alliteration.
Okay.
I do have a question. It's actually not my question. It is from our friend Enigma, who Ooh. Would like to ask you this his favorite question, which is if you've had any additional thoughts on what you would think you'd like multiplayer to look like in terms of game modes. He knows that you like the idea of co-op, but if you've had any additional thoughts about what those game modes might look like, whether you thought about the Dungeon Master thing that I think you mentioned previously, etc.
Yeah, we've had a lot of thoughts. It's too early to commit to any of them right now. We haven't prototyped them enough to be able to choose. And I understand Enigma is excited. I'm sure when we have something to show, he will be among the first to find out.
Can I ask my question?
Yes.
You can double dip if you want. That's
excellent.
Fine.
It's a good excuse to have two questions, is pretend one of them wasn't mine. So you added in lots of vehicle variants, and the quality on all of them seems to be fantastic. But I was just interested in asking, have you mused adding in more non-combat or unarmed vehicle variants, especially for things such as the M113 or BTR, or is that not a priority for now?
We have some variants that we have our sights on that we could put in for those, but if you get into non-combat stuff, they need something to do. Otherwise, they're just different shaped targets. Like, people have asked, oh, what about artillery pieces that you can overrun and destroy those? What about this? What about that? And yeah, it would be neat. Considering our limited resources as far as manpower goes, we have to be careful what we put time into. Imagine that in the last month we had made a bunch of trucks instead of tank variants. Like, people would probably not be very interested in that. So it's one of those things where once the big ticket items are out of the way, we might have the luxury of saying, okay, what kind of little flavor things can we put in? Could we put in command posts? Could we put in different kinds of utility vehicles or variants on APCs? And we have all these notions of what we could do. It's just, it's not the time yet, you know?
No, of course. I don't think it ever entered into anyone's head that you wouldn't like to have those things. I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does. Like, sometimes I do read things here and there in the community chat where it's just like, or maybe not community chat, the Steam forums, where it's just like, their focus is wrong. They should really be doing X, Y, or Z. And then sometimes someone will just respond with, and I know they mean, it's just not the focus right now. But they kind of put forward like a response that is effectively, yeah, but that's not what they want, in a sense. And I'm just like, there's only so much we can do to control that sort of message. We're doing as much as we can by putting out the content and saying, okay, here you go. And when it comes down to those polish aspects, then people will start, I guess, those few that I see will start correcting themselves. But it's also kind of just like a, whatever, people are going to talk.
Yeah,
so
for
we
sure.
Can only we can only just do our own jobs here at that point.
Yeah, and I think, I know it comes up on the patron side of Discord a lot with things like the MTLB, the fan favorite, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, you're probably right in the sense that if you have infantry, then that makes the world feel just as alive as those other miscellaneous things anyway.
Yeah, and half of those things are only properly contextualized if infantry exists anyway. Like, MTLB was a workhorse vehicle and a troop carrier. There are no troops yet. You know, there's not going to be a lot for an MTLB to do.
No.
Sit there and look pretty.
Well,
is it a pretty vehicle? I actually don't.
It looks like an M113 that got stepped on.
Yeah. Do not want.
It's okay.
That's all I got.
All right.
Thank you for the questions.
Thank you. As far as people making comments about what we want or don't want or whatever, we see stuff, and it's sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not so much. I have to give credit to the UK tank enjoyers for their dogged determination to completely ignore every single thing in the game and expect a challenger and a chieftain to show up. That's really admirable. I aspire to that level of blind energy.
With a boiling vessel for AAR.
Yeah. No context clues, no investigation, introspection, just, oh, tank game, win challenger. Please, challenger. That's good.
When leopard and or chieftain or challenger.
At least the leopard one is going to happen, but I get the feeling that they're not paying attention to know that, because I see the same, see the same thing in the UK tanks requests, like, at the same time. Anyway, next up we have Audipup.
Hi guys, so I will say I have not actually played the update. I've been away until about 20 minutes ago, half an hour, when I managed to get here just in time. So obviously, being a UK, I got to ask the question, when is the... No, I'm not even going to do that, I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Instant ban.
Okay, but seriously, I will ask my favourite question. How goes the... how best to describe it? The damage model update, I should probably just call it.
Are you talking about the Collider's optimization?
Yes, that is. You're very cool, very fancy, yes. And sadly very broken last time you showed it off, Collider's update.
It's not very broken.
No, it's just...
slightly broken.
It's actually
broken enough that everyone would notice.
It's working pretty well in testing. It needs some time to sort out a bit of a hitch, a performance hitch that happens in some cases. So I didn't want to put it out the way it was. But then I was pulled off of that to do some other things. So it was shelved for a bit. It's probably coming back soon. When it hits, I don't want to build it up too much. Like, I'm personally excited to see if it does anything performance-wise, but I don't know that it will. So I don't want to say, oh yeah, trust me, guys. Like, once this is in, we'll be able to put as many vehicles in a mission as we want. But, like, that could happen, but it probably won't. There'll probably be some other complication involved, so... I don't know, it'll come back probably soonish. I'll work on it, I'll see if I can finish it up and get it in, and we'll see if it changes the picture any.
Here's the thing about that, and I this isn't to override anything that Action is trying to underscore here, or play down, but now that I am not focused so much on doing some feature work, I'm doing more management of people, but I'm also trying to be more along the tech lead side, since I've been switching off back and forth. And part of that duty is to basically say, all right, is there anything that is going to be a massive change, like, to the underlying structure of the game from things that we already have? And if there is, I want it profiled. I want a baseline recorded of what is happening in the game right now in, like, production and out in the ether. And then I want to see that up against a reproducible test on what this feature is. And I think, you know, Josh, when you are effectively like, okay, I've worked out all the bugs that I want to work out. I want to profile this. I will help you with that, and then we will see, is this an improvement? We will have something demonstrably measurable to say, okay, there is an improvement here, but there could be something better, etc. I think there's going to be an improvement just from the lack of junk that some of the physics system is going to be doing constantly. But we'll take that with a grain of salt, and we're going to be measuring more things effectively to say, like, all right, this improved, but this didn't do so well. Can we look back at what you did in the code?
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, we'll iterate on top of that. But, like, it's a massive undertaking that he's done here. And as far as, like, the... Yeah, it might not give us all the gains that we want, but it's going to put us in a better place going forward, effectively.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be able to measure and iterate on those things. And that's really one of the core things with this. This is him modifying a system that I think's been in the game since start.
It's been in the game since before it was called Gunner Heat PC. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a workaround to a change in physics standard back at that time. I used to put the armor directly on the vehicles, and then you weren't allowed to do that anymore. And yeah, that workaround has gotten us through several years of the game existing, but it's not designed for it. Like, the engine isn't built, the physics engine is not built for this kind of scenario.
It works to a certain point, and then it didn't scale more after that.
Yeah.
And then we're finding, like, okay, how do we make this better?
Yeah, and so we're finally answering the question of, like, how the hell do you make a complex armor system on moving vehicles in NVIDIA physics environments without using this kind of crazy workaround, and we'll see how it goes.
That's all we can do.
Fascinating process. Seeing as I was wanting to ask questions, I'll leave the floor.
Alrighty.
We got him. We got him by answering a question properly. He was so gobsmacked, he just decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel?
That's cool. Walross is next.
Is it Walross or Walross?
I've never heard that last one.
Yeah,
I've never. All right. Well, Walross is just fine.
How you doing, Wally?
Doing all right. Doing A-okay. Thank you. I have a question about the infantry. I'm not really sure, like, how much you can say or how much you want to say about, like, how far along they are. But one of the things I was thinking about is, like, what kind of things are you looking at having them do? Just kind of, like, move around and shoot for the time being, or, like, stuff like being able to garrison buildings, dig little foxholes, and
bunkers, that kind of stuff? I can tell you what's in, or what's functioning already. That's going to be trenches, foxholes, and mobile squads, both on their own, and I think we have them getting out of vehicles as well, although I'm not sure if that's going to be included in every mission, per se.
The other thing I was talking about the buildings, that they've been kind of like... They've been a part of the map since, like, the initial... point alpha releases and all that. I'm just kind of wondering at what point of the roadmap is, like, a kind of overhaul of those kind of environmental assets are planned, if anything.
It's not exactly clear. We have some experiments in progress on how to change the way vehicles are buildings are constructed, because we want them to be able to show structural damage of some kind when they get shot. Stuff like that. And then if we want to show infantry garrisoning stuff, obviously they need to have functioning windows for that to work. So there's a lot of changes that would need to be made. We can't say exactly how it's going to play out. Several things are being prototyped, but it's not the main focus at the moment.
Thank you. It's just that, I'm certain, like a lot of other people are, and certain you are, but, like, the infantry aspect of the game is really exciting to me.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We aim to make it at least as good as any other tank game's infantry, which I think I've seen most of them by this point. It's not a super high bar, but we're going to try to do a good job.
Yeah, there's not many games that actually do much of that, but yeah. Thank you. That's all I have.
Yeah, no problem. We did manage to get a animation tech to help out, and we have an animator as well now. We didn't always have an animator on staff.
Yeah, we've had them for... Well, we've had the tech working with us for the last couple of months. And in the last month, I would say, they have kind of finalized some of their base framework of working with the lower level sort of animation tech in Unity. And then now we're well into integration of that work into the existing work that we've done for all of the infantry stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, we're basically spot fixing a lot of the stuff, but I'm looking forward to, well, not looking forward. I've been showing off builds. Okay, now I gotta back up. Since I'm in an advisory role now, the contractor we're working with has been showing off builds to get feedback from the core team. And so Harry has been giving his feedback. Kevin, our map developer, has been giving his feedback as well. So now we're getting to the point where the animation is not the blocker. It's not even in a blocker state. It's just like now we're trying to put all the bells-ish and whistles on it. All that to say, we're going to be iterating on top of infantry, like all of the other things with this game, because it's early access. But I'm excited to get infantry into everyone's hands.
Yep. It's also cool that the flavor of the changes has shifted over time. It's gone from, how the hell do we get them to do this and this at the same time, to now stuff like, oh, when they're crouched and they're switching from primary to secondary, there's a glitch. Can you fix this animation? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's gotten into details now, where it's no longer big problem, big picture stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, they're associating threats properly. They're identifying, like, tanks versus other infantry and things like that. They know which weapons in their kit to use for certain threats. Whereas at one point we were like, how do we get them out of the T-pose? I don't understand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the progress has been great.
I'm just thinking to myself, when do we want to show more teasers from that? I know I had I did a run through a test build the other day with infantry where I let a mission play out. And I think excerpts from that mission could be fine to show, but I haven't actually clipped any ahead of time. And I don't want to just post the whole, whatever, 20-30 minute video where
yeah.
you can see all the editor environment and the jank that's still in there and stuff. I'll see if I can find some screenshots or something.
No one wants to see your desktop.
Yeah.
That would be good. I would say that is fine. So if you wanted to do that, like post all of this and just post into the voice thing, that could be our tease for the week.
Yeah. It's not going to be like while we're live talking, but probably shortly afterward.
Yeah.
I do have a screenshot of formations being tested where the RPG 47 glitch is happening, where they have they have both weapons equipped at the same time, and it looks hilarious. I might post that anyway just because it's funny.
I think you should. It's good to have those things.
All right. Yep.
Next question.
It is Audipup again.
Hey, so my second favorite question now. Right. But obviously, given that you've been working on infantry, I expect the answer is going to be we've been forward thinking about it and have done bugger all work.
Mm.
Aircraft, basically anything other than a bomb. What's going on? Or at least what's being planned?
It's the same as it ever was. I'm assuming you're talking about gun runs and stuff. We have
I'm more moving. Given a couple of screenshots that have come up in the on like the community showcase, I'm more thinking of like the AGM-65s and stuff that the A-10s and various aircraft are attacked.
Oh yeah, no, that those have always been capable of being used as far as the code is concerned. Like, there's code for AGMs. There always was. The problem is they need tuning. Like, each missile needs tuning so it flies correctly. And given the amount of stuff we had to do around the time planes were released, we did not have time to test and tune all of the AGMs, so we just said we're not going to make them fire AGMs for now. And now that we've done that, we could go back and add that at any point, but AGMs were not a common, like, oh, let's take out a tank with an AGM. It's pretty expensive, and I don't think the... Like, if you watch a lot of DCS footage, you expect that, oh yeah, like, your job as the A-10 is to go and shoot a $100,000 missile at a single vehicle and then leave. But I don't think it would have played out exactly like that in reality. So it's not a huge priority to get Mavericks and stuff working. I'm sure they will at some point. I mean, it's right there waiting to be set up. But it depends on when we feel like we have the time to add that as a polish item.
Okay, no, that's completely understandable. I've been doing some research in university, and that is definitely the case that they would have the aircraft on call, and they might get called in for a particularly nasty group, but that would be an entire group. There wouldn't be one vehicle, it would be like 8 or 9, and they'd probably use a bomb if they had a, you know, bomb or various other things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, seeing as the stage is currently clear, I guess then, you know, going into the more hypothetical questions, we've seen the trenches and we've obviously seen the tech that you guys have really cleverly worked on for that. Is there any sort of, like, adaption to that tech, maybe, that, like, adding sandbags or something, you know, that you've been looking at? Or is it now really much the focus of the team, just here is inventory, maybe put out another patch or two of just random content, but here is inventory, that is now priority one?
We do have some stuff that we're looking at for decoration, so to speak. I've seen some models that may make it in at some point. I don't think it's going to end up being at the top of the list for now, though. It's like you said, we're all hands on infantry. Those kind of cosmetic polish items are probably going to come later.
Okay, yeah, that's understandable. Now, of course, on the infantry front, we've seen, you know, we've seen player-controlled turreted systems, and by turreted I mean like the TOW missile launcher and stuff like that. Are we likely to see stuff like the Browning 50 cal and other things being not player-controlled? Because obviously that would require player taking over direct infantry model. But are we likely to see stuff like, you know, Browning 50 cals and stuff like that on tripods as part of the infantry update? Or is that more something, again, that's like infantry update 1 would be infantry moving around with vehicles, and then infantry update 2 would be, you know, more static defense lines and stuff sort of thing?
I wouldn't conflate whatever we do with the infantry update as what might change for crew members handling guns on vehicles or emplacements or things like that. Those are kind of things that we work on. I don't know if in parallel is the right term. Josh, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But
I would at least say they're unrelated, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because an emplacement is, it's like a special kind of vehicle as far as the game is concerned, and the infantry system is sort of separate from that. I have seen some experiments regarding more emplacement types, but I can't promise if any of them are going to come to fruition or what kind of timeline that would be on.
Much like how we don't like prototype tanks, we don't want to just throw in prototype features and then say, you know what, this ain't working, scrap it.
Makes perfect sense. You guys have got a bit of a reputation for making sure that at least it's, you know, everything you put out is in a usable state, if not the perfect, absolutely golden 100% state.
Yep, that's all the code I ever write. Golden, no problems ever. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Do we need to bring up the update from a couple of months ago that was a bit, issues?
Oh, which one is this?
Oh, there's one about 3 months ago that came out on the public build that was a bit, problematic. I think you had to release 2 or 3 minor patches too.
No, that's never happened.
Do you remember the problematic bit? No, I want to hear. Which one was the problematic bit?
I can't, guys, honestly, I'd love to tell you, but I can't, I cannot remember. I just remember there was one that was quite, that we were talking about a lot on the Discord, and everyone was like, yeah, this is,
I think I know what you're referencing. I don't believe that was on me, but I could be wrong.
Either way, the point I was trying to make is that you guys do always release at least usable stuff, as I say, if not, you know, perfect, so you do have a reputation to uphold.
We try to put out quality, and if not quality, then we try to fix things when we can, as we can. But in any case, yeah. I forget what we were talking about. Anything that anything else that you would like to ask us? Final chance.
I guess we've gone through the usual stuff. We've gone through what most people would want to hear. I think apart from like throwing out some random like related nonsense, I can't think of anything immediately. So it's up to you guys.
All right. Thanks for the question.
Well, seeing as Savage has put their hand up, I will turn over the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the questions.
Savage Tactical.
Hey guys, how you hear me?
Good.
All right. A few Patreon QAs ago, you mentioned the ground. What, Maluka? Or I'm mispronouncing that. You mentioned you were able to get it working, I think it ran about the beginning of the summer. Any updates on that?
We explored using that in some of the new missions, but it works a little differently from other emplacements, both by the fact that it is a two-piece system where the pieces don't have to be in the same place, the missile itself and the guidance unit, and also the fact that it's not a semi-automatic command to line of sight system, so you're not steering the sight constantly. You're just steering the missile. In the BMP-1, we get around this by making it so you can control the turret until you switch to controlling the missile explicitly. But if you're in an emplacement, you're always controlling the missile. So we would need to make a change so that you can steer the optic until the missile is alive. Which arguably would be a good thing for the BMP-1 as well, but we'll see. In any case, that would require code changes. And anything that requires code changes has to go on the big list of what's the highest priority for the programmers to touch, and that emplacement has not made it up to the top of that list yet. So that is lingering in a mostly usable state that still needs some polish. I don't know when it's going to make it to the top of that list.
All right, man, that's what I was wondering about. I was thinking it'd be a great training aid, so you had more than just the three on the range just to shoot.
Yeah, it certainly would be, and it's a lot of fun. Well, some people anyway. I enjoy using the Maluka for sure. But yeah, we'll see when it happens. Like, I'm certainly not going to forget about that. It's one of my favorite emplacements that is in a partial state of completion right now, and I'd like to see it get in at some point.
Feels like one of those things where as we kind of like manage some of the tasks on the priority board, it might find itself fitting in like a action did his thing that he needed to do for this month, let's throw in an additional thing. Do you have time to pick this up and then vet it then?
Yeah, it'll probably
eventually
be like
we'll
that.
Get to it. It's just one of it's just like we got these other priorities to take care of first.
It's one of my favorite parts of each patch cycle is when I have finished my major goals for the next update and I can start pulling interesting things off of the list. Like, it's like a mad dash to add small features and improvements and like fix pet peeves for probably the last week or a few days. And I end up having a big bulk pull request where I'm like, okay, I fixed 17 things that were bugging me and added these things that we've been talking about. That's always a fun time.
I like it, but then I hate it because I have to review 17 things right at the end of a patch. And be like, all right, let's look through them all.
I know, and then you're like, aren't we supposed to be in code freeze right now? What is this? And I'm like, no, it's just a small thing. Don't worry about it.
I just want to do a small, quick 30 file change.
Just basic stuff.
What I'm saying is Josh makes work for me.
Yep, I really do. It's called job security. Yeah, I'll have you know.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll let Walrus take the stage.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Sagar mentioned. It did bring up a question. That, has the dragon seen any work, or is that not a part of, like, the basic infantry that you're trying to get working so far?
The dragon has some assets, but it's not set up yet. I don't think it's going to debut with the infantry.
Oh.
Yeah. Was Kirk, Josh, you can, this is an actual question for me. Was this to be considered as equipment that went with infantry or as an emplacement?
It would be carried by a squad and then they would have to set it up. And I don't know if we're going to depict that setup. So it might be a case of, like, if there are defending infantry, they have one pre-arranged or something.
No, it'll have to go, like, with the whole thing of having ATGM posts and all that so far be able to be deployed. So kind of, that does just seem like a pretty large technical task.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a huge shift. Like, it sometimes it's hard to see from the outside what is a simple change and what's a major refactoring task that would, you know, preoccupy several programmers for a week. Something like having infantry carry a heavy weapon and deploy it is a massive piece of architecture. Even though we have heavy weapons and even though we have infantry working, mixing the two, it's like it interposes itself into the state control and the animation control and everything in a way that would be clunky to deal with. So I don't anticipate you're going to see live setup and teardown of stuff maybe ever, but certainly not soon. It's not going to be in the debut for sure.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my follow-ups, like, what kind of level of fidelity is even, like, technically feasible if it just kind of, like, the guy carrying the dragon phases out of existence and a tripod appears from the floor.
Right.
Versus, it's, like, the actual animation, some kind of generic think, working on something.
Right, I think, I mean, if we were to do it, we would try to make it look good. But you have, like, I think we were discussing it a few weeks ago, just as a hypothetical, and Harry pointed out, like, what happens if you kill the guy who's setting up the missile while he's setting it up? Do you have a half-assembled ATGM post? And then do you have to have somebody come attached to it to resume the animation? Like, how is, there's so many unknown problems to solve to make that be, like, a feature. And you can do detailed or basic workarounds for each one, but you still have to anticipate each one and decide. It's like the door problem for game design, but it's like it's a very specific and highly visible example because people are going to be staring at this through a 10 power optic watching it happen. And if there are flaws, they'll be extremely obvious.
And then at that point, you're setting the standard for a lot of other assets that then need to be put together.
Right. Yeah. If we commit to letting people assemble a dragon, then someone's going to be like, well, what, how about mortars? How about can pick up the Fagolt emplacement and carry it over to the other tree line? Like, there's so many other things.
Why did the devs assemble a dragon, but the mortar is like this potato animation or something like that? Yeah, it just makes everything else very visible, I suppose. And then we just have to always be working towards that standard. Is that work we want to take on? Does it give value? Maybe. It's not that it's not technically feasible, it's just, what is our priority right now?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I want to...
10 minutes. There's 10 minutes left, and I want to let the others get a...
Sure.
Get a question in. So
We're done when I say we're done. So yes, in 10 minutes, you're correct.
Alright. Oh, I do want to point out before we move on, I don't want this to come off as like, we don't know how to do it and it's too hard. We can do it. We've done harder things. This is like our entire job. Everybody on the team is like a pretty freaking good example of their craft, but it's a matter of priorities. We can commit to a bunch of time spent on engineering the perfect setup and tear down system for heavy weapon emplacements, or we can put in something that's way more impactful and moves the roadmap along. It's just we have to be wise about our time.
Why is better time? This is our jobs, etc. Who's the next question?
That would be DP Abrams.
With the release of, when you add the crunchies, will you necessarily have to want to add? I mean, ideally, you know, the crew weapons, the HMGs, and the crew animations for the anybody outside the turret.
Those are more likely to be related to the crew station overhaul, which is also on the roadmap. When we separate those work roles in the vehicles, we have a new view perspective system we're working on, where it'll actually matter whether you're looking through the commander's eyes or the gunner's eyes, for example, what kind of optics you're using and what weapons are available. And that would be a logical time to bring in visible buttoning and unbuttoning with the crew models showing up.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Looks like we have a question from I'm Dancing.
Good.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I was wondering about logistics vehicles. I think maybe there was an RTAS that teased a while ago that had a truck laden with ammunition. Are you working on adding trucks laden with ammunition and fuel and other sundries? It's probably not 100% essential, but it would be cool to blow that stuff up.
I don't remember ever showing a teaser of an asset of a truck with anything in it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, we've thought about it. I don't think there's any plan in particular to do that.
Yeah, I can't recall that being teased out at any point.
Yeah, could have just imagined it.
Nice try.
I dig your imagination. It's just, yeah, I don't think we've had any, like Josh said, I don't think we've had any concrete plans surrounding that.
All right, that's all I got.
Alrighty. Next up is Custard.
Yes, I'll squeeze back in towards the end. I'll do my duty and fill the dead air.
Delicious.
Because, I'm only going to ask this because it just came up, but does that mean that if you were to add in the dragon, an easier way would be to just slap it on top of the M113?
Yeah, we know about the M113 dragon.
Oh, I know you know about it, don't worry.
that would also be neat. You know, we'll see what happens.
I've passed your feedback into the shredder. Thank you.
I think it's a lot of use.
I think this came up before in the, I think someone said that mount was never used in real life or something like that.
It's kind of a weird story. It's one of those things that's hard to find any explicit documentation of. They had stuff like that where it would be issued widely. It's in all the manuals, it's in the standard kit for the vehicle, and then if you look at photos of people actually driving the things around on exercise or whatever, it's just never there. It's like the kind of thing where they would leave it in their inventory and then go take the vehicle out without it, or that sort of thing. And if you talk to the guys who were actually crewing these things in the 80s, even the 90s, whatever, just this whole era, there's all kinds of little details about stuff that they did and didn't do that deviates from the standard procedure or the documented procedure. And a lot of it's really cool. And when we get those tidbits and we can confirm in some way that it's plausible and not just somebody making up bullshit, we do tend to try to put them in the game. A lot of the little decorative details or quirks that show up are because we've gleaned some kind of historical interest item. But in the end, we have to look at each one of those things and make a call. Like, does this seem plausible? Is this plausible enough? And is it important enough that we want to try to depict it? I don't know if the dragon mount is going to make it into that list or not. That's one of those unknowns.
The only reason I mentioned it was because it's a fudge to do it in an easier way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we're aware.
Let's be real, though. The easiest way to do the dragon is to just have it be pre-set up, like a tow missile or something. It's not... There's never a question of how do we find a way to make it easy enough to put the dragon in the game. That's, you know, if we're asking that, we could just put it in tomorrow as a pre-made emplacement, but that's not going to be
the
issue.
Next patch then, excellent.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Put it in tomorrow, pre-made asset, no infantry, it just controls itself.
That's
robotic.
Right, there's not even a person, you can't kill it, it's just a turret.
No, there's no sounds for it, even though we have sounds for it.
No.
We're just running ahead with it.
Why would we have no sounds when you can do all the sounds for the missile?
That's right. Okay, so we've got the phew, but then it's gonna have to pop off too.
Yeah.
When it's guiding
itself.
We'll F-mod that a little bit. We'll modulate it.
As the missile flies through the air, you'll hear Kavi's dulcet tones.
Phew. Does that make pop, it makes pop, that sound
pop,
right?
Pop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just snip this part of the Q&A and give it to the modders?
That's right.
And then we can have a whole conversion sound mod.
Finally, my dream.
I don't know if that'll work. It'll end up being a 9K111 with a new name.
Oh. Ooh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some real questions.
All right. Thanks for the question.
Thank you, Custard.
Very cool. Audipup, you're back, but keep it quick because Nico has a question as well.
Very quickly then. I don't even know if it's been properly thought out yet, but last time I asked you this question, you said we're thinking about it because it's causing a hell of a lot of feedback. Infantry damage model.
What about them?
What sort of detail are we thinking about?
Oh, like gore and blood and stuff?
No. Like, obviously the tankers have, you know, hit left
like
lung.
Like AAR reports.
Oh, that, yeah. So far it seems fine, but we're still looking into some physics stuff around it. I don't know if we're going to have to simplify it or not. I guess we'll find out. That's still on the docket for the next batch of work.
Brilliant. Perfect. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
You have a good evening.
What's going on?
Bonjour.
Hello.
Did I say that
correctly?
Let's
not talk about basketball. So
hey, you did an acceptable attempt. So good on you.
So my question is going to be totally unrelated to GHPC.
Oh, my favorite kind of question for the GHPC Q&A.
Yes, but it's related to game dev, and I asked a similar question last year. Because we had NextFest before, what were some of the games that you saw that were interesting, intriguing, whatever? Or maybe you did not have time to play anything, so yeah.
Gotta be honest, I haven't played any NextFest stuff this year.
Now, is this for that NextFest that we were in, or just as from NextFests that have happened since then?
I mean, no. The one that happened this year, so 2024. Oh,
okay.
So if you did not play anything, whatever.
I think there have been two of them. Boy, I'm on one. I hurt myself because I'm on Twitter. But usually it's mostly game dev Twitter, and there are a number of folks who are just throwing in like tons of wish lists up, tons of things to play, and I'm just like, these look great. I'm gonna make a note to go and play these. And that is exactly when I was just emphatically busy doing inventory work and managing that stuff. I just had no time to play. There were some very cool items, though. I'll tell you what. I will go back through my Twitter history for stuff that I bookmarked that looked interesting to me, and I will just drop some links.
Okay.
Is that fair?
See you in December and ask about your games of the year.
Don't ask him about the backlog.
Don't ask me about the backlog.
I'll ask about it in September.
Oh, God.
All right, Blake. You got your work cut out for you.
Next one! Should we eat? Should we eat you now?
We should probably do. He's gone. Next up is Lyrimi.
Hey there.
Hey.
Howdy.
I had a question regarding just like, will we see any more development like in the area of fire support, like different kinds of munitions, like DPICM for artillery and stuff?
It remains to be seen. We have the knowledge that that existed. We have some carve-outs in the data system for different kinds of rounds besides AG, but I don't know if or when that would make it into the game.
Alrighty, that's all I was wondering. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Alright, and then we have Minus, and I think that'll be the last question.
Hello.
Hey.
Howdy.
I know that aircraft aren't necessarily that big of a thing, not necessarily that interactable in missions, but when infantry are fully released, will they get man pads at all?
Remains to be seen. We have some research going on into the feasibility of doing infantry-carried anti-aircraft and also self-propelled anti-aircraft. I cannot tell you whether it'll actually make it into the game. It's at the point where we haven't even teased them yet, as far as I know, because it's so early in the process that we could just say, eh, it's not going to be worth it and dump it. You know, don't want to make any false promises.
Yeah, I get you.
I didn't want to misspeak, but I'm glad you said research, and that is exactly where we're at.
Yep.
Also, a less related question. Just in 1985 Fulda, since you're trying to stay realistic, great wording, what man pads were equipped at the time? Would it have been like Strela 2s and Red Eyes, or Igla's and whatchamacallit?
Stingers?
Yeah, Stingers.
I think they had all of those. I'm not completely positive. Harry has done more research into this than I have, because I know he's made like single color blockouts of several of them just to use as placeholders if we were going to prototype, and he selected the ones that were properly available at the time. There was quite an interesting variety, and they did things like carry a certain number of them in BMPs and stuff. It would be really cool to see. I just don't know if we're going to see it.
Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Thank you. His name may be Minus, but that was a very positive question that he just gave.
Woo!
Oh, he's still here. Get out of here, you. Terrible. Kept talking to me after we were done.
I like the perfectly timed scream and the kicked audience. All right, I think that was everything we have time for, because we did start pretty well on time this time.
About 5 minutes late, but like, yeah, now
that's that's it. Recording is showing 58 right now, so I guess we can yap for 2 minutes
if you want to. Is there something about the game we can yap about?
There's so many things about the game we can yap about. I just don't know if I want to get into them in 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that's true.
So as far as leaks and stuff go, we don't have any pre-prepared, but I will go through my infantry testing footage from the last month and see if I can pull out anything interesting. We're in kind of a phase where we're so head down polishing whatever on these infantry features that we haven't had time to pick cool screenshots and animations and whatnot to show, and I don't want to just show raw test footage because it's going to be misleading in its own way about the quality of the features or what is and isn't coming, stuff like that. So we'll see what we can come up with. We did also all those variants and stuff for the last few months, and that would have been good teaser material for like the previous Q&A, but now that it's released, there's no point in showing pictures of it. It's already in the game, so
you could show it just because you think it's pretty.
I do really like the T-64R. I think it's a very quirky and underrated piece of the tank development history.
Is that the one with a T-55 turret on a like completely different body, or
no? It's the it's the weird melty looking T-64, like the prototype.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's. I'm really glad we got a chance to put that in. Harry had been looking at that for quite a while, and commenting on how, like, holy shit, they had a bunch of them in inventory, and they were actually real. They weren't just, like, a paper tank or a prototype. They were in service, and nobody has ever really depicted it in a game before. Like, I think it existed in Armored Warfare or something like that, but it's very rare. And it's just, like, this completely untouched piece of Soviet tank lore. And he's like, fuck it, I'm making it. I'm making the T-64R, and we're going to have it. And I was like, all right, man, you want to do it? Let's do it. And then here it is. So
that's I remember him saying it and just giving it a thumbs up. Like, sure, you enjoy that.
Yeah. I mean, is that the point where if Harry decides he wants to cook, like, you let him cook?
Yeah, for real. That's what a lot of the core team members, effectively.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy working with people who are extremely competent at their chosen area of expertise, and when they feel strongly about something in that area, it's usually trustworthy. That's a good place to be in.
On that note, and I'll ask this here because I kind of want your opinion, do you think it would be cool to show off some of the profiling stuff that I'm working on in the dev chat?
I think, yeah, the dev chat would be a good place for that, because that's where we show some more of the, what was the term someone used, inside baseball. The sort of the behind the scenes, the day to day, here's what we're looking at. I haven't done a stream there in a minute. I know I did some last month. I think I did some last month anyway, but we've been pretty head down recently. But yeah, there's always good details there.
Now that I'm shifted off into just, I guess I would say, general optimization tech, and I'm not working fully on infantry, because for a long time, it was just infantry was in a state of flux, trying to get the animation tech sorted out. So I didn't want to stream or do anything on there that was basically like, hey guys, this is something that's blocked. Look at it.
Yeah.
Enjoy not being able to really play around with it, and it's completely bugged or whatever. And then just showing it in effectively a bad light. But now that I'm switched over, I'll probably be jumping on a few times here and there. It'll be code heavy, but I'll play some music. You guys can enjoy it.
Yeah, it's always it's an interesting balance too of like choosing the right moment to show behind the scenes, because there was that time where the infantry animation controller had a glitch where they would like slide along the ground without moving.
Oh yeah,
and all the code was like functioning and they had the right states and everything. They're just their legs weren't moving. And I didn't show any teasers during that time involving infantry, because I was like, well, it looks like they degraded. It looks like we went backward in progress. Like, they're just completely broken. But it was misleading. But still, you don't want to show that.
Yeah, same reason I never got around to showing, even at the tail end of integration for the animation tech's work, there was a bug that just kept, like, getting progressively worse on subsequent builds, like runs of a particular build. You would have one person, one infantry member in the squad just A-pose out of nowhere. And they're still working, their gun is still firing and everything, but they're just A-posing while everyone around them is just doing, you know, what they should be doing. And I'm like, oh, haha, something's initialized wrong. You know, we'll figure it out. And then you run it again, and you find another person is A-posing. And then two more builds runs later, you find a couple other people are A-posing. And then it's just like, why is this just collapsing around? And then I'm always looking at the US side, and they're having this progressive animation bug. I look over at the Soviet side, like just a little way down the map, and I find that there's like seven of them A-posing, and I didn't even notice it. So it's just like, it's like a repetitive corruption of the animation system, and it makes no sense. And then we found out, like, the animation tech didn't initialize something in his process, and then he got it fixed in like an hour. But I'm looking over it, just thinking, like, why the fuck is this working this way? Why are the builds fucked up? Is there something wrong here? why does it only happen in a build but in an editor? It's fine. And it just turns out it was a really terrible race condition with his particular code. But then he got it sorted out. Yeah. And I'm like, cool, that's great.
So stuff like that happens like every day, and then imagine sitting there and being like, it's time to make an infantry teaser. Which portion of the squad that's not currently A, posing and gliding along the ground do I want to show right now?
Yeah. That being said, they're working much better now. And hope to show off more to you guys soon.
I'll see if I can get some teaser material.
Yeah, you should. You should do something with your life, Josh.
That's what people have been saying.
Why don't you try that?
Jesus. All right, on that note, thank you everyone for coming to the Q&A. We will see you next month for I think it's stream time again and another Q&A.
Yes, indeed. Bye-bye.